The second basic concept that we need in order to proceed with our scanner generator is finite automata, which you also know should know from theoretical computer science. So you might think back and remember those little graphs that you have probably seen quite often by now. So, and they are made up from several components. So there's usually nodes and edges and labels there. And the nodes correspond to states of an automaton. The edges correspond to the transitions between those states. And the labels correspond to the input that can be considered to be consumed when performing this transition from state A to state B, for example. So, let's continue with like the formal definition of finite automata. So, non-deterministic finite automaton, or NFA for short, is defined as a tuple A that consists of five components. So, the components are Q, the finite set of states of the automaton, sigma being the finite alphabet of inputs of the automaton, I being a subset of Q, is the set of the start states of the finite automaton, F, also subset of Q, is considered to be the set of final states, and finally there's delta, the set of transitions, usually a relation of the components of the finite automaton. And we can even specialize that a little bit. So an NFA can be considered a deterministic finite automaton if this set of transitions, delta, can be considered a function. So one state maps to another state with a label with just one label. So one label maps from one state to just one other state. The other thing that we need is that the set of start states is a singleton set, so there's only one start state there. And if all that is matched, then we call the NFA a deterministic finite automaton, or DFA. In terms of semantics, so what we mean when we talk about finite automata, well, we need to establish terms like the computations of finite automata. So a computation in a finite automaton is considered to be a path in its graph. An accepting computation is a computation that leads from an initial state to a final state. And an accepted word is the sequence of the labels along such an accepting computation. So if we look on the example from the beginning, and the accepted word, well, first of all, what is this the red thing that we see here? Well, this is a computation in the graph, since it's a path, a computation of the automaton, since it is a path in its graph. It is even an accepting computation, since it leads from the initial state over here to the final state over there. So when we have an accepting computation, we can have a look at the sequence of labels that is that belongs to the path in this graph, and get out of that the accepted word. So here we pass label A, B, and this is an empty string, this is an empty string. So the accepted word of this one is AB. Yeah? So if we do that more formally, we are interested in the semantics of the finite automaton, and therefore we are very much interested in the transition relation delta, since from that we can pull the labels off. And what we are particularly interested in is combinations of these transitions that are compatible with the structure of the underlying graph, meaning that we would like to talk about transitions that start where another transition left off. And if such a situation is there, we want to concatenate their labels and collect them in some manner. And for that, we set up a particular a helper set that characterizes the transitive closure of these transitions in terms of, well, one starting where the other leaves off. So for that, we define first of all an initial, or the initial components of this helper set delta prime, which is just every position in our automaton, meaning all the states that we have. So states are these P things, and if we don't do any transitions at all, then we have like no label being so far collected, thus epsilon here, and we start and end in the same state. So P and P are start and end of this triple. And then we start building these triples up to longer transitions by spicing it up, by connecting a transition from our set of transitions so that this transition ends in a particular state, and this we connect to all the triples in our helper set delta prime that start from this P1. And if that that is the case, we pull the according triple out of this delta prime, have a look at the so far collected transition labels, and concatenate, as so we take these sequences of labels and concatenate them with the label of our youngest addition to that particular path, thus obtaining a new sequence X and the old path, and integrate them into our helper set delta prime with the properties starting at this state P and ending at Q, such that they fit this chain that we built up. So this is just a formal encoding of the chaining transitions to each other and collecting the resulting sequence of labels passed while we do these transitions. And the whole helper set delta prime, of course, with the right automaton, might be just an infinite set. That doesn't matter for definition purposes. This is still a valid approach. So with that, we can now start to define what the semantics of an automaton might look like. So we said informally already and a few slides ago that the accepting words are of interest. Those are the words that are collected along the way from an initial state to a final state. And collecting all of those gives us the so-called accepted language of a finite automaton. And that is what we consider the semantics of a finite automaton. And what that means is now we can make use of this delta prime, which is like the result of infinitely often chaining these transitions to each other. So the accepted language consists of accepted words W, which are obtained by looking up all those triples in delta star that start from an initial state and end in the final state. And that is the semantics of a finite automaton.